ईशोपनिषद मंत्र 2 कुर्वन् ए देह कर्माणि जीवशिष्यतं समा एवं त्वयि नान्यते तोस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते न रे. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he or she continuously goes on working in that way, for that sort of work will not bind one to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for humanity. No one wants to die. Everyone wants to live as long as he or she can drag on. This tendency is visible, not only individually, but also collectively in the community, society, and nation. There is a hard struggle for life by all kinds of living entities, and the Vedas say that this is quite natural. The living being is eternal by nature, but due to one's bondage in material existence, one has to change one's body over and over. This process is called transmigration of the soul, or karma bandhana, bondage by one's work. The living entity has to work for his or her livelihood, because that is the law of material nature. And if one does not act according to one's prescribed duties, he or she transgresses the law of nature and binds oneself more and more to the cycle of birth and death in the many species of life. Other life forms are also subject to the cycle of birth and death. But when the living entity attains a human life, he or she gets a chance to get free from the chains of karma. Karma, akarma, and vikarma are very clearly described in Bhagavad Gita. Actions that are performed in terms of one's prescribed duties, as mentioned in the revealed scriptures, are called karma. Actions that free one from the cycle of birth and death are called akarma. And actions that are performed through the misuse of one's freedom and that direct one to lower life forms are called vikarma. Of these three types of action, that which frees one from the bondage to karma is preferred by intelligent men. Ordinary men wish to perform good work in order to be recognized and achieve some higher status of life in this world or in heaven. But more advanced men want to be free altogether from the actions and reactions of work. Intelligent men well know that both good and bad work equally bind one to the material miseries. Consequently, they seek that work which will free them from the reactions of both good and bad work. Such liberating work is described here in the pages of Sri Ishopanishad. The instructions of Sri Ishopanishad are more elaborately explained in Bhagavad Gita, which is sometimes called Gitopanishad, the cream of all Upanishads. In Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead says that one cannot attain the state of naishkarmya or akarma without executing the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedic literature. This literature can regulate the working energy of a human being in such a way that one can gradually realize the authority of the Supreme Being. And when one realizes the authority of the Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Krishna, it is to be understood that he or she has attained the stage of positive knowledge. In this purified stage, the modes of nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, cannot act, and one is able to work on the basis of naishkarmya. Such work does not bind one to the cycle of birth and death. Factually, no one has to do anything more than render devotional service to the Lord. However, in the lower stages of life, one cannot immediately adopt the activities of devotional service, nor can one completely stop fruitive work. A conditioned soul is accustomed to working for sense gratification, for his, her own self-interest, immediate or extended. An ordinary man works for his own sense enjoyment, and when this principle of sense enjoyment is extended to include society, nation, or humanity in general, it assumes various attractive names such as altruism, socialism, communism, nationalism, and humanitarianism. These isms are certainly very attractive forms of karma bandhana, or karmic bondage. But the Vedic instruction of Sri Ishopanishad is that if one actually wants to live for any of the above isms, he or she should make them God-centered. There is no harm in becoming a family man or an altruist, a socialist, a communist, a nationalist, or a humanitarian, provided that one executes his or her activities in relation with Ishavasya, the God-centered conception. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states that God-centered activities are so valuable that just a few of them can save a person from the greatest danger. The greatest danger of life is the danger of gliding down again into the evolutionary cycle of birth and death among the 8,400,000 species. If somehow or other a man misses the spiritual opportunity afforded by his human form of life, and falls down again into the evolutionary cycle, he must be considered most unfortunate. Due to his defective senses, a foolish man cannot see that this is happening. Consequently, Sri Ishopanishad advises us to exert our energy in the spirit of Ishavasya. Being so engaged, we may wish to live for many, many years. Otherwise, a long life in itself has no value. A tree lives for hundreds and hundreds of years, but there is no point in living a long time like trees, or breathing like bellows, or begetting children like hogs and dogs, or eating like camels. Rather, a humble, God-centered life is more valuable than a colossal hoax of a life dedicated to godless altruism or socialism. When altruistic activities are executed In the spirit of Sri Ishopanishad, they become a form of Karma Yoga. Such activities are recommended in Bhagavad Gita, for they guarantee the executor protection from the danger of sliding down into the evolutionary process of birth and death. Even though such God-centered activities may be half-finished, they are still good for the executor because they will guarantee one a human form in one's next birth. In this way, one can have another chance to improve one's position on the path of liberation. How one can execute God-centered activities is elaborately explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. We have rendered this book into English as the Nectar of Devotion. We recommend this valuable book to all who are interested in performing their activities in the spirit of Sri Ishopanishad.